Thomas More Prep, Marion, and Hayes is set to kick off their spring semester this week. Principal Chad Meitner stops by to talk to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Ready or not, it's time to get back into the swing of things. Our teachers are actually in in-service training as we speak, working hard to prepare for the kids who come back tomorrow. So I doubt any students are listening this early, but if you are, I'm glad to hear you're already up and about. Adam, you're getting ready for tomorrow.
They're not up. I wouldn't be up if I was them anyway.
No, not me.
No, but that's very cool. You know, and we talked, you know, as you were wrapping up the semester, back in, I think, late November, and things are going pretty well in the school year, right? I mean, overall?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about, you know, it's still the pandemic COVID issues, but yet it's much more manageable and I would say a light version of what we had in 2020-21 school year. So things are rolling right along, and it's into that point where you don't have to think about all those things that can go wrong. You're just more focused on the routine things that are happening. Like, you know, we're getting ready as school starts up tomorrow. Of course, then the activities quickly follow. We'll have wrestling on Thursday and basketball starting on Friday right away this week. And that's good, because you never want too much unstructured time for any of us, especially for our teenagers and our students who do better when they're interacting with each other and doing activities.
Oh, sure. And especially, you know, I feel like the athletics, you know, all of the activities kind of keep you busy, but the athletics, especially for those athletes that they hit that downtime, they kind of like, oh, what do I do with myself? You know, and it's real easy to just like let it slide, and then you got to fight your way back into conditioning.
Oh, if you've been out for sports at the high school level, you know that Christmas time period where you're just, all you do is kind of practice, but then you're also celebrating. So you're eating a lot of rich foods and sleeping late. Yeah, coming back to getting the swing of things is a little bit of a shock, but once you get back into it, it's nice. And it's the fun type of the basketball season, I think. It's when you start getting into the league games, and it's a little more exciting. And so the kids will have home games to go to, you know, little kids to the big kids, they all come out, and it's nice to get in the field house and have some excitement to get together again.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not just athletics. You've got some, the academic activities kicking up as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Those will kick in as well. We've got chess team. Our chess team pretty much competes every Saturday, which that's a sacrifice in itself. If you think about it, in high school and junior high, giving up your, not every Saturday, but during the season, almost every Saturday to go compete. And, of course, there's still a lot of online tournaments. It's kind of a holdover from COVID that I think people liked, because you're not having to travel as far. Sometimes we'd travel all the way to Lawrence or Wichita for tournaments. So there's still some in-person tournaments, but they also still do a lot of virtual tournaments in our school. So they have one this Saturday, Scholars Bowl. That's kicking off as well. They've had some early season events, but the Scholars Bowl will get right back into it. They have a tournament in Hutchinson, the JV does, next Tuesday. So, yeah, whether you're athletics or academics, it's time to get back and focus on that and get into that routine.
Very cool. And you guys have some extracurricular kind of special events coming up that we want to talk about as well. A March for Life, I believe, is coming uphill here in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, that's a big deal for us. It's an annual pilgrimage, I'd say, because it's an experience. It's like a field trip, but it's also kind of a spiritual growth activity for our kids, right? To say, you know, we're put on this earth to not just be about ourselves, but to be about our community and our fellow man. And so that's an opportunity for the kids to get on a bus together, go on a long bus ride, which, you know, us older folks maybe don't think a long bus ride sounds exciting, but for the kids to get out of Hayes, to get out of Kansas, to go see a part of our country, to do it as a community, and then to do it for a good cause, to say, hey, we're out here to support life in all of its stages and all of its forms. And so they'll head off to DC. They'll get on the bus on January 19th, and they'll get back on the 23rd that Sunday, and then jump right back into school.
Very cool. And what a beautiful time of year to go to DC. I mean, I know if you're out there in July, August, well, yeah. I mean, hopefully, but yeah. That heat, that humidity out there, whoo.
Yeah.
It'll get you.
Yeah. As long as you don't get like a big snowstorm coming in, DC is a beautiful place even in January. Sometimes you get some mild sunny days, and it's beautiful. And so the kids get to go out and march, see a lot of the sites that you see on TV, and you know, that are really important to the history of our country. And so it's an educational, a religious, a community activity all in one.
Awesome. And I think we also want to talk a little bit about this. The Monarch for a Day is coming up later on in January, right?
Yeah, actually 2 days. So this is a big piece of news for anybody who's got a 5th, 6th, or even 7th and 8th grader who is maybe in the running to attend Thomas More Prep Marion. A lot of times, if they're not already attending Holy Family, they might be considering where they're going to go to high school or junior high. And so this is a day to come check us out, to come meet the teachers, to meet some of the other students. We run them through different activities, get them exposed to some of the sights and sounds of our school, and hang out with have lunch. And so it's just a great way. It's no commitment, right? It's like if you come to Monarch for a day, you're not signing up to attend, but it's a great way to come in and see what it's all about and decide, hey, this is what's best for my child. That's why we exist, is to help the family raise their children in the faith and in those academics. So the dates for the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, if you've got a grandchild or a child who's in the 6th, 7th, or 8th grades this year, on January 14th, we will host them. All you have to do to sign up is call the office at the school, 625-6577, and let us know their name and their age, and we will get them signed up. We'll pair them up in a small group, and they will have a great time. 5th graders, it's never too soon to start thinking about, hey, what your future is. So 5th graders have a day special for them on January 21st. Same format, 8 to noon. We can get kids there. Transportation, we can help get them back to their school, their current school, after lunch, so that the family doesn't have to take off work, come pick them up and take them back. We can handle that with our buses and our Suburbans. Just again, let us know at the school, at the office, and we'll sign them up.
Perfect. Yeah, get in there, check it out. I mean, and one of the cool things we always talk about here when we're on the Catholic Schools Report is that sense of community that you mentioned, because you guys have just, it's a tight-knit group. The faith piece is there, but it's also, you know, it's a tremendous celebration of locals coming together. And I love the atmosphere and the attitudes down there at both TMP and Holy Family.
Yeah. We want to strive to welcome everybody. And our faith leads us to say, hey, we want to treat everybody with dignity, respect. And we would love to have folks come to our community. It's not a closed community by any means. If you don't know anything about TMP Marion or Hayes, maybe you're just recently in the area, we would love to let you get to know us a little better, because we think we've got a lot to offer.
Absolutely. And some incredible educators down there as well.
Oh, yeah. A fantastic staff and faculty. We're pretty blessed, because a lot of those folks, they're doing it not just as a job to get a paycheck. They are doing it because they believe in the mission. They believe that God has called them to do what they're doing. And what better person to have teaching your children than someone who's in it for those reasons?
Absolutely. Well, sir, we've got to get over to news, weather, and sports, but any last thoughts before we go?
No, but just we're excited to get started. I hope everyone's had a great Christmas season and is looking forward to hopefully some nice snows that give us moisture, but keep the roads clear, and hope everyone stays safe.